You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Alzheimer's New Zealand is appalled that as many as 30,000 New Zealanders with dementia and around as many care partners can't get the post-diagnostic community support that they need. Chief Executive Catherine Hall says local Alzheimer's and dementia organisations have been chronically underfunded for decades, and the situation is quickly getting worse. The number of people with dementia is increasing rapidly, now as our population ages. That, together with the impact of COVID and winter flus, global staff shortages and pay equity issues, creates the perfect storm for these essential services. Now, the latest World Alzheimer Report, which was released last night by the Alzheimer's Disease International, says the lack of post-diagnostic care for people living with dementia is a global problem. Now, I spoke to the Chief Executive of Alzheimer's New Zealand, Catherine Hall, on this matter. Here she is now.
So, look, dementia's a very big and growing problem because we've got an ageing population. And it's also a very difficult condition to live with. And the sad reality is that there is no treatment or cure. And so the focus is very much on how does the health system support people to live independent lives with confidence and autonomy while they have a diagnosis of dementia. And that's what the report is focusing on. So it's focusing on what is known as post-diagnostic care and support. Mm-hmm. And what the report showed is that there is real benefit from providing these post-diagnostic support services. There's growing evidence of the positive impact that they can have, but those services need to be well supported by the health system and they need to be adequately funded. So that's what the report says. Our concern is that most Kiwis are not getting that help. So our best estimate is that at least 30,000 Kiwis and at least as many care partners are not getting that really useful post-diagnostic support. And that's because the organisations that deliver it are really struggling financially.
Could you touch on the importance of post-diagnostic support and why its role in helping Alzheimer's and dementia patients is so important?
You know, I mean, dementia is a very, very difficult condition, both because there is no cure or treatment, but also because it's progressive. So that means that it gets worse over time. And so it can be very confusing. It can be very hard to get help, even though there are things that can make a difference. So post-diagnostic support is really to help in that process. So help people come to terms with the diagnosis, what it means, help people to plan for the future, help them navigate the system, which can be very difficult, provide the therapeutic support and interventions that we know make a difference, like cognitive stimulation therapy, and also provide the support services that we know make a difference, like peer support groups and other peers, other support activities. So that's really what post-diagnostic support is all about. It's about helping people to live their best possible lives.
It's mentioned here that local Alzheimer's and dementia organisations around Aotearoa are on the brink of financial collapse. Could you touch on how this impacts aid for this matter?
The primary providers of that local post-diagnostic care and support in the community are the Alzheimer's and dementia organisations that are in place in communities across New Zealand. They are charities and they rely on a combination of funding from government and their own fundraising. And the problem is that the government contribution is really not been enough for a very, very long time. So what that means in practice is that on average, those the funding from government contributes about $400 per day per person. $400 per person per year. So that's about $1.10 a day. And so it's no wonder that they are struggling to make ends meet and that they can't deliver adequate support services to the people in their communities. They can't respond to everyone who needs help and they can't provide all of the help that is possible.
What is Alzheimer's New Zealand wanting to be done by the government in order to address this issue?
Well, I think there are two things. The first thing is, you know, people living with dementia, mate wari wari, they matter. And they need better support than is currently available. I think it's the least that that the country can do for our elders. And so I would like to see government provide the $9 million a year of urgent and immediate funding that's needed. But the second thing is government has now endorsed the Dementia Mate Wari Wari Action Plan, and I would like to see that implemented and funded with some speed and pace.
That was Catherine Hall, the Chief Executive of Alzheimer's New Zealand, speaking about global research showing concerns in post-diagnostic care for Alzheimer's and dementia patients.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.